That's the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra beginning our Jazz Northwest today with a tune called Mac's Place. Mac is, of course, Mac Waldron, 2015 Jazz Hero. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra plays most Sunday nights at Mac's Place, which is called Tula's. In this recording, we heard Steve Rice on piano, Chris Amamiya on trombone, and Phil Demeray on bass, the soloist with the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra, and they'll be there tonight starting at 8 at Tula's. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. We'll be playing a variety of music by Northwest artists on today's show. We'll also be telling you about where you can catch some of these people in performance. Right now, here's a little trip to West Seattle and a composition by Tom Collier, who's heard here playing vibes, marimba, and keyboards, and his buddy Dan Dean on bass and occasionally ukulele, Ted Poor on drums, Gary Herbig is playing alto and baritone saxophones in this Tom Collier composition, California Avenue. Thank you. recorded live at Boxley's. That was Pete Chrislieb sitting in with the Danny Kolke Trio, which plays there every Sunday evening. Danny Kolke at the piano, John Hamer on bass, and Greg Williamson on drums. Pete Chrislieb on tenor sax, a tune that started out as Alone Together, but sort of ended up being Yesterday's. Not quite sure how that happened, but it does sometimes. Danny Kolke and Pete Chrislieb from the album Live at Boxley's. Before that, Collier and Dean, Tom Collier on vibes, marimba, and keyboards, Dan Dean on bass and ukulele, Ted Poor on drums, and Gary Herbig playing alto and baritone saxes in a Tom Collier composition titled California Avenue from the album Sleek Buick. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie on KPLU 88.5 and streaming live worldwide at kplu.org. The Jazz Police are playing this afternoon at 3 o'clock. The Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra plays tonight at 8 at Tula's. Ann Reynolds and Jeff Johnson are at Serafina this evening at 6:30. Maceo Parker's in his final night of his current run at Jazz Alley. And a great Brazilian group, Choro Loco, is playing at the Royal Room tonight at 8. Plus, there's jam sessions all over. The Cuth Buzzard and Angry Beaver, not far apart, on Greenwood Avenue. Cafe Racer in the Ravenna area. Sugar in Renton and Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline are among the places having jam sessions today. David Marriott Big Band plays Monday night at Tula's. Tuesday night is the Big North City Jazz Walk. This is the 9th annual Jazz Walk for North City, and a stretch of street starting at about 175th is going to be closed on 175th and 15th Northeast from 7 to 10 p.m. There are 10 locations featuring live jazz, including Pearl Django, Jazz Camp Students and Faculty Band directed by Jim Sisko, Freddie James Trio Sonando, Jeanette West Quartet, Susan Pascal Quartet, Hook Me Up, Greta Matassa, and the Critical Mass Big Band, Bill Anschel Trio, Jacqueline Tabor Jazz Band. All 10 of these groups will be performing several sets during the course of the evening, 7 to 10 p.m., and all within walking distance of each other. See all of them for the price of one ticket. You get a wristband for that, and you can wander freely among the 10 different venues. Also this next week, on Tuesday night, the Owl Jam, the Emerald City Jazz Orchestra at Tula's. Kareem Candy Band plays at Maxwell's in Tacoma on Wednesday. And on Thursday, Manhattan Transfer opens a run at Jazz Alley. They'll be at Jazz Alley Thursday through Sunday. Ham Carson Quartet plays at Boxley's on Thursday, and the John Hanson Trio is there on Friday night. Dimitri Matheny makes a visit to our area again, and he'll be playing at Egan's Ballard Jam House. Fine flugelhorn player. There's the Phil Sparks Trio and the regular Friday happy hour at the Latona. And Stephanie Porter, who has a brand new album, will be performing at Tula's on Friday night. Susan Pascal Quartet will be at Tula's on Saturday. So just some of the great stuff that's going on around the area. Lots of opportunities for live jazz. And that North City Jazz Walk is a bunch of them all rolled into one. Here's one of the artists who's appearing at the North City Jazz Walk. This is Greta Matassa from her album I Wanna Be Loved, with Tamir Hendelman on piano and Christian Howes on violin on the opening of this Curtis Lewis song, All Night Long.
Tender kiss. Don't know if he's weak or strong. All I know is he's in every dream I dream. All night long. I never heard him speak a single word of love. Never knew his favorite song. and how much he needs me to be near. But at best, a dream is just a fantasy. If I touch his hand, he'll disappear. Memory. Hey, how can you be so wrong? Now I've got to find the man who's haunting me.
Dimitri Matheny on flugelhorn, with his frequent musical partner Nick Manson on piano, recorded live at Dizzy's in San Diego, California, in November of 2013. The other musicians, Justin Grinnell on bass and Duncan Moore on drums. Dimitri Matheny on flugelhorn, it was his composition and the title tune from this album, Sagebrush Rebellion. Dimitri plies his craft up and down the West Coast, and he's going to be in Seattle next Friday night, playing at one of his favorite spots, Egan's Ballard Jam House, on Friday night. And before that, we were listening to Greta Matassa from her album I Wanna Be Loved. The arrangements by Tamir Hendelman, who was on piano, and Christian Howes was the violinist there in the song All Night Long by Curtis Lewis. Greta Matassa is one of the participants featured in the North City Jazz Walk along 15th Avenue Northeast from 175th up several blocks from there. Great event on Tuesday night, starting at 6 o'clock with food booths and the music starting from 7 and running until 10. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon with our regular Jazz Northwest. Stephanie Porter has been quite busy lately with a brand new album called Radio Theater, and Stephanie's been making a number of appearances. She's also going to be playing next Friday night at Tula's in Seattle. Here's a tune from Stephanie Porter's new album, Radio Theater. He Thinks I'm Wonderful.
That I'm wonderful and calls me each day. We've been on a few dates now. I think we met in May. He likes to see bright shows and compliments my style. I'm hard to please, God knows. Well, it's been quite a she all that you dream. Funny how we turned out this way. Sometimes things aren't what they seem. He thinks I'm wonderful, but still all I do is cry. What he thinks I should be. No, I'm not over you. Thank you. Sometimes things aren't what they seem. He thinks I'm wonderful, but still all I do is cry. I'm not what he thinks I should be. No, I'm not what he thinks I should be.
world music from north of the border there. That's from Oliver Gannon and Company, the Oliver Gannon Quartet from the album Easy Sailing. We heard the title tune, and Oliver Gannon on guitar was joined by Miles Black on piano. Jody Prosnick was the bass player, and Blaine Wickyard on drums. Recorded in Vancouver at Corey Weed's Cellar Jazz Club, which sadly is no more. Great spot for jazz. Stephanie Porter was a singer before that, and a tune called He Thinks I'm Wonderful, which is one of seven original songs on the new album, Radio Theater. She does three standards and seven originals on the new recording. Marius Nordahl, Butch Nordahl, was the pianist and arranger, and Dan O'Brien was on bass, and Steve Madalo was the trumpet player on that one. He Thinks I'm Wonderful from Stephanie Porter. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Starting this last set, we're going to hear another one of the singers who's going to be performing at the North City Jazz Walk coming up on Tuesday night. This is Jacqueline Tabor, and she's going to be performing on North 177th Street, just off of 15th Avenue Northeast, the North City Water District location. And this is from her album, The Jazz in You, which was recorded live at Seattle Jazz Vespers. And she's joined here by her regular band, Alexei Nikolaev on tenor sax, Randy Halberstadt on piano, Clipper Anderson bass, and Mark Ivester on drums. And Jacqueline Tabor sings.
You won't admit you love me, and so how am I ever to know? You always tell me perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. A million times I've asked you, and so how am I ever to know? You always tell me perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. If you can make your mind, get started, and I don't want to wind up being parted, broken hearted. So if you really love me, say yes, but if you don't, dear, confess, but please don't tell me, perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. So how am I ever to know? You always tell me perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. A million times I've asked you, and so how am I ever to know? You always tell me perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. If you can make your mind, say yes, but if you don't, dear, confess, but please don't tell me, perhaps, 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 perhaps.
her hat.
Doris Day, classic.
Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest today, we just heard Pearl Django and a tune from their most recent album, Time Flies, composition by bass player Rick Leppinen called Something Borrowed. Before that, Jacqueline Tabor singing Perhaps, 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 a hit by Nat King Cole. Jacqueline Tabor and her band and Pearl Django will both be featured at the North City Jazz Walk on Tuesday night. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest today. We will be back again next Sunday afternoon at this same time with an all-star jam from Jazzport Townsend featuring Terrell Stafford, Steve Wilson, Eric Reed, Dan Balmer, Chuck Deardorff, and Matt Wilson next week on Jazz Northwest. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedar Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. A community service.